Welcome to a room filled with legends. We haven't had a full boat for a while, but they're back and they're ready to rock. Tim Williams, how are we doing?
Excellent. Fantastic, actually. And COVID-free.
Good.
Lucky for you guys.
A bonus,
lucky
isn't it?
Lucky for you guys, anyway. Yeah.
Just puts his mask back on. Pete, how's it going?
Mate, I'm not too bad. I'm looking forward to this weekend's clashes.
All right. You're probably not looking forward to listening to this, though.
No.
Last time, unlock it in.
Our season is coming crumbling down since we moved north of the border.
Indeed. So you're picking Melbourne this week?
No, I'm taking the Panthers.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'm going with my heart, not my head.
Okay. This is your lock. You're locking in the Panthers.
I'm locking it in.
They say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. Well, by crikey, I'm going to do that. I'm picking the Bulldogs to beat the Titans.
Now, Bear, last week I stuck with my heart and not my head. I took a four-game multi in the Penrith Storm game.
No one cares about your multi. Have you not heard that before?
I got three of the four legs up.
What was the other leg?
The one I didn't get up was the Panthers winning.
Ooh,
so I got try scorers throughout the game. I got that right.
You know what you got?
And
you got nothing.
A big duck egg, mate.
You got nothing.
Big duck egg.
So it's time to restore some level of credibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people of the Hunter are relying on us to actually pick some winners, and we've been letting them down massively. So, speaking of letting down, let's start with Tim.
I'm locking in the Roosters.
Oh, please.
V. Penrith. We're going to send the Western Suburbs.
Are you serious?
I haven't noticed that. Let him finish his say.
I'm serious, mate. This is our time to shine.
The time to shine.
Yeah, we're a little bit rusty, and the luster is definitely not. We're not shining.
Well, you warmed up on
going all right.
You warmed up on an average Parramatta side last week.
Yeah,
so you're gonna be happy with that. So you're in form.
Yeah.
Nobody else has broken their leg or been returned to a nursing home or anything like that we're aware of.
The Panthers are a bunch of Westies anyway. So.
Whoa!
Shots fired.
Yeah. Let's hear it, Pete.
Look, it is a lock-off. There's no two ways about it after that. The mighty Panthers, players coming back, we're specials. Specials.
Do we have a bet of some form or another? Tim, do you have a Roosters jersey that would fit Pete?
No. I'd love a roast.
Oh, shots fired.
I'd love a roast chicken dinner after they get thumped.
What about just a six-pack?
All right. Cooper's sparkling, thanks.
Oh, my favourite. Actually, here we go. It's on.
All right, we've heard it, ladies and gentlemen. If the Roosters defeat the Panthers or the Panthers defeat the Roosters, there is a six-pack of sparkling pale ale on the line.
This
gamble
lock it
and
in.
Drink
look forward to
just
it.
Gamble and drink responsibly. All the kids are
this lock it in, brought to you by Cooper's.
Speaking of gambling irresponsibly, I'm going for a third week in a row. The Bulldogs have got to help me out at some stage. I don't understand this. Answer this for me. You've got a new general manager.
Mm-hmm.
He is the iconic, the amazing Phil Gould. He is in control of your club and your destiny, and by crikey, if you're a footballer, he is in control of your career. Why are they not going out there ripping and tearing and defeating everyone before them?
I think when you reboot a team like that, it takes time. You can't
boot them, that's for sure.
Maybe they've got to start with the coach.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, they've got to find a coach first.
Is it because there's so many new players coming in next year for the Dogs, all these current players are like, well, I'm out of a job no matter what?
Yeah, that's possibly it. And then, of course, you've got Flanagan, who's on a three-year deal to nowhere.
Mm.
So you've got to cut him loose, I think, and let him go overseas.
All right. So do you think I'm mad? The third week in a row, the Bulldogs, it's only the West Tigers.
I did it at the start of the season. I took them for a few weeks in a row, and then you get to a point you've just got to take them until they get a win. You stick with them, buddy.
All right. I'm feeling really confident after that. Thanks.
That loyalty. I think sometimes you get to this point in the season and psychologically it must be so hard to come back. Like, I mean, what do they got to fight for?
Their pay. They're paid professionals and their career. Next year, they want to be playing for, I don't know, the West Tigers. They want to prove to the West Tigers that they can actually play football.
There is something that I do want to bring in, though, and that is Asada. And they have to test our receptionist and our cleaner, because how the hell are they so far in front in the tipping?
We're getting whooped in the tipping. It's not even funny anymore. It's just downright sad. All right, legends. Thank you very much for locking it in.
Hey, Rick.
Thanks, mate.